Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy. Money-hungry fool. Rather have a fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah! Till the day he died, took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
All right, Phil, we know you're listening up there at the Race for Grace. There's one you can bank. So if you get in the doghouse, just tell June that Adam played a John Denver for her from you on Saturday. Hey, there's been a Hank sighting. He's on his way to Muscadet. He's going to be the big bad umpire during the Riverdale Baseball Tournament. They're hosting a triangular for Mushroom Fest, which is coming up, and he's all cleanly shaven, so it's a mustacheless Hank headed your way. Look out, guys.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Severe weather from Texas to New Jersey has led to tornado warnings, power outages, and at least 18 deaths. St. Louis city officials confirm that at least five people are dead there and more than 5,000 homes have been damaged after a powerful tornado tore through the city during rush hour Friday afternoon. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson on recovery efforts.
We have 17 search teams in place that are searching a coordinated grid, if you will, that's reporting back to a command post so we can track everything that they do. They are searching with the police department, who's providing assistance.
Nine deaths are reported in Kentucky and two more in Virginia because of the storms. Seven inmates are still at large in Louisiana after a prison break early yesterday. 10 men in total were able to escape the Orleans Justice Center. Three have been recaptured in the last day. Authorities say the remaining fugitive should be considered armed and extremely dangerous. This is ABC News. Day two of the New Jersey transit strike, which is disrupting public transportation all around New York and New Jersey.
Roughly 450 engineers walking off the job at New Jersey Transit, the third largest transit system in the nation.
What do we want? What do we want it?
Now!
The walkout, the state's first transit strike in more than 40 years, ending New Jersey Transit train service in New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia. At the center of the labor dispute, wages. The union says engineers earn an average of $113,000 a year. They want that to increase to $170,000.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Talks are scheduled to resume tomorrow. A Russian drone strike has destroyed a civilian minibus in northeastern Ukraine, leaving 9 people dead and injuring 4 others, according to military authorities. Ukrainian National Police condemned the attack as a cynical war crime. Russia has not directly commented. It all comes just hours after Russia and Ukraine held their first direct peace talks since 2022. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for cool conditions, gusty winds, and mostly cloudy skies. We may see a little drizzle throughout the day with a high just at 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy and chilly will drop down to 40. Sunday, partly cloudy, not as windy, a little warmer, 63. Sunday night, we'll see clouds build in once again and still chilly with a low of 41. Cloudy and blustery on Monday, a chance of showers south of here with a high of 58. Even cooler on Tuesday, cloudy and windy, rainy most of the day, 54. And the midweek, we warm up a little bit, decreasing clouds and breezy with a high of 64 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
the only bad thing about wings today is if you got up to about 5,000 feet with that light drizzle, they might ice up. So just keep an eye on that, folks. 710, the Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing a balmy or chilly, depending upon where you're originally from, 46 degrees. 720, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. We've got a great one planned for you. Birthdays and anniversaries at 730. Right now, we're going back to the 80s.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one.
One chapter ends and the next begins with excitement and possibility. Graduation day is here. Congratulations to the graduates of Hillsboro High School. Brought to you by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, the WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and by Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5.
never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
It's a Star-Spangled Celebration memory. Clay Walker, If I Could Make a Living. Your Burt's Floor and Home Thermometer checking in up to 46 degrees at 716. At 720, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. 730, birthdays and anniversaries. 745, Caitlin O'Connell is in the newsroom. 8 o'clock, ABC. Then we get into the Town Taxi Triple Play, Paul Harvey and Prime Mover. And we'll take a look at all the events going on throughout Southwest Wisconsin, including the Race for Grace, which gets underway in just a few minutes.
In that cab when we now at U.S. Cellular, you can get our best deal ever and pay $15 per line when you get four lines. That's the same as the overpriced latte I just ordered.
Whoa, man, what do you have against lattes?
Oh, just saying, $15 per line for four lines is a pretty hard deal to beat.
Okay, but is your deal made with co-op-raised beans and house-made non-GMO oat milk?
No, but $15 per line for four lines at U.S. Cellular is pretty sweet savings.
Not sweeter than this matcha cold foam.
Yeah, that's not what I ordered. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for cool conditions, gusty winds, and mostly cloudy skies. We may see a little drizzle throughout the day with a high just at 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy and chilly will drop down to 40. Sunday, partly cloudy, not as windy, a little warmer, 63. Sunday night, we'll see clouds build in once again and still chilly with a low of 41. Cloudy and blustery on Monday, a chance of showers south of here with a high of 58. Even cooler on Tuesday, cloudy and windy, rainy most of the day, 54. And the midweek, we warm up a little bit, decreasing clouds and breezy with a high of 64 degrees.
While others watch the weather to plan weekend plans, southern Wisconsin farmers watch it to decide when and how to plant and harvest. They're out in full force this time of year, often before sunrise and long after sunset. And even with the pressure of planting windows, they still take the time to do a walk around, buckle that seatbelt, and make sure the next pass is a safe one. This message in support of agriculture here in Southwest Wisconsin is sponsored by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizon Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
ET Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At ET Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's ET Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
this Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture. From cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck, we've got everything you need to make summer great. It's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress open today till noon at 145 North Main, downtown Richland Center.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
We do it each and every week at this time on the radio. It's a time travel journey of entertainment proportions, and today we start in the year 2004. Tony Randall, best known as Felix Unger in the TV series The Odd Couple, died on this date in California. 1975, NBC paid $5 million for the rights to show Gone with the Wind a single time. In 1985, Bobby Ewing died at the season finale of Dallas on CBS television. They brought him back to life a year later. Bob Ross's The Joy of Painting aired its last episode on PBS in 1994. Barry Manilow appeared on the CBS TV series Murphy Brown this week in 1993. 1976, at the 28th Emmy Awards, Best Television Series went to The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Dennis Hopper was born this week in 1936. Bob Saget in 1956. Craig Ferguson celebrates his 63rd birthday, and musician Trent Reznor turns 60. Our Rabbit Ears Memories coming up next.
Who's behind the counter is just as important as what's under the hood. When you combine quality parts and helpful people, you get more than just know-how. You get Napa know-how. Hi, this is John. You'll get the good stuff at our Napa stores along with locally owned hometown service. Whether vehicle maintenance is a passion or just a necessity, we're happy to share our Napa know-how with you. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
Hey, you guys!
It's time right now to close out our look at This Week in Entertainment History. We do it with our Rabbit Ears memory. We travel back to the year of 1976 at the 28th Annual Emmy Awards. The Best Television Series Award went to The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're gonna make it after all.
We'll be right back.
where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Good morning. Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO, brought to you each and every day by the great folks down there in Black Earth, the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, May 17th, 2025. Here's a very happy anniversary wish going out to Mike and Crystal Durst with love from Mom and Dad. Also to Mike and Crystal from Lori and the guys. Linda Ray, happy birthday, a.k.a. Winnie, also known as Pooh Bear from Butchie and Mom Bean. And also a birthday wish to Linda Ray from Lori and the guys. Happiest of birthday wishes today, we can let you know it is one for Kathleen Corey Pittman, from the Backroad Resurrection Life Church. Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret would like to wish Mike and Crystal Durst a very happy anniversary today as well. From the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club, a few to tell you about on this Mushroom Fest Saturday. Ava Annan, Alvin Frazier, Alex Ruck, all celebrating birthdays, and we have an anniversary wish for Brandon and Molly Schwingel. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Linda Ray, Brooklyn City, Caitlin Collins, Millie Cohen, and an anniversary for Jim and Linda Birch. Of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, anything you say, just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Smiling Jack, that was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Jack, he'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
From way on back in the time capsule, Tom T. Hall, Ravishing Ruby, 737, the world's born home thermometer showing 46.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion and More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back.
helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Right around the corner, we will have a news update courtesy of the WRCO-FM News Team 745. Caitlin O'Connell stops by. Long as we can keep her up out of that bayou in the swamp. Yeah. If you get lost, Jerry Reed will find you. It's Amos Moses.
Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Well, about this time a year ago, I was down on the bayou. A bunch of us, we were taking an airboat ride between Belle Chasse and right in New Orleans. Yeah, it's pretty easy to get lost back there if you're not careful. Here's Mel McDaniel. He's going to spend a Saturday night down in Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
WRCO. Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
From now till May 30th at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we are offering 72 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified Omnia purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 6 years with no interest if paid in full within 72 months. Open today till noon at 145 North Main, downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and 46 degrees. Your news update with Caitlin O'Connell is brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast for today from Tony Schumacher: cool, gusty winds, and mostly cloudy. We're looking for a high of 59 after a low of 45. Our current temperature is 46 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Saturday, May 17th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Grand County Sheriff's Office reports on Tuesday morning at approximately 6:22 a.m., the Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash on County Highway H near Model Road. When deputies arrived and began investigating the crash, they learned Nicholas F. Vosberg, 24, of Cuba City, was traveling in his vehicle west on County Highway H. While driving, Vosberg informed deputies he looked away from the road, and when he looked back, he was in the opposite lane of travel. At that time, Daniel J. Yeager, 67, of Cuba City, was traveling east. Both vehicles collided in the eastbound lane, with Vosberg's vehicle coming to rest in the ditch and Yeager's vehicle coming to a stop in the lane of travel. Vosberg was transported by Hazel Green EMS to Mercy Medical Center in Dubuque for treatment of his injuries. Yeager was not injured. County Highway H was closed in both directions for 3 hours for highway cleanup. As a result of the crash, Vosberg was cited for operating left of center. Assisting the Grant County Sheriff's Office at the scene were the Wisconsin State Patrol, Hazel Green EMS, and the Hazel Green Fire Department. One person was hurt after being shot yesterday morning in La Crosse. According to the La Crosse Police Department, the shooting happened on the 900 block of 5th Avenue South at 1128. Police said that the shooting was, quote, targeted and isolated, and the public is not in danger. Police are searching for one person of interest, 28-year-old Deontay Booth. The person who was shot was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with tips can contact the La Crosse Area Crime Stoppers at 608-784-TIPS, or they can report it online. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about storm chaser scams. Following the severe weather we've received across the state, officials say residents should be on the lookout for repair crews going door to door offering help. The scammers are typically from out of state and seek to take advantage of those who experienced storm damage. What they like to do is take payments for repairs and leave the area without doing any work. You should look to hire local contractors and detail the repair work. The Race for Grace Fun Run Walk is being held this morning at the Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. There will be a quarter-mile kids run, a 1-mile fun run walk, a 5K fun run walk, and a 10K run. The 1 mile fun run walk will include the Firefighters Challenge, which will have teams of firefighters participating with other runners and walkers. The first race is currently underway. Everyone is welcome to attend and cheer on the participants who are running and walking for Grace. The Village of Muscadet's Morel Mushroom Festival continues today and tomorrow. Today features a pancake breakfast currently underway, half twisted, half knot at 8 o'clock, and a softball tournament. At 9:30, the Riverdale Varsity Baseball Invitational will get underway. Later in the morning, starting at 11, the Kinchy Pedal Pulls will be held, and Fire Safety House Kids Zone will open. In the afternoon, the parade on Wisconsin Avenue will step off at 3 o'clock, and following the parade, a Native American hoop dancers will be performing at Mushroom Headquarters. Also, throughout the day, there will be arts and crafts and various food vendors offering local delicacies. In the evening, the Muscadet Fire Department will have their annual steak feed starting at 4 at the firehouse, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk along the Wisconsin River. Tomorrow morning, there will be Cowboy Church at 9:30. A cornhole tournament will be held, and the Muscadet Mudcats will play at 1 o'clock. Throughout the weekend, attendees can also enjoy a variety of activities, such as bounce houses, petting zoo, and food and beverage tastings. Fresh and fried morel mushrooms will be available for purchase, celebrating the seasonal delicacy at the Muscadet Mushroom Festival today and tomorrow. For more information and a detailed schedule of events, visit the official festival website or the Village of Muscadet's website. The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team's Quilt Gala is being held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. There will be a variety of over 50 quilted items to bid on at the auction. The event is a gala, so it will be fun to dress in your fanciest attire. There will also be refreshments available to purchase, finger foods, and other items you can buy. Doors to the NASCAR Fans United Grace Team's Quilt Gala at the Richland Center Community Center will open at 6 o'clock tonight. The quilt auction will begin at 8. Tickets to attend are $10 per person and can be purchased at the door. All money raised will go to Grace. Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital will be holding their annual Teddy Bear Clinic tomorrow from noon until 3 o'clock. Kids can learn about medical exams through hands-on activities. Staff will help ease any fears as kids rotate through stations like primary care, lab, x-ray, and more, using their teddy bears as patients. There will also be local emergency responders, and you can check out the Gunderson Air Helicopter up close. Each child will also receive a teddy bear and a coloring book while supplies last. The event is free and no registration is required. When arriving at the event, please use the Bluff Street Terrace entrance. For more information, you can call Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital at 608-375-4112. The Ithaca Lions Club will once again be holding their annual consignment auction tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction help the club with their community service goals. Consignment items being auctioned include farm machinery and equipment, cars and trucks, lawn and garden, recreation, household antiques, and more. The auction will get underway at 11 o'clock. Farm equipment will be auctioned at approximately 1:30. Items will be accepted at the auction site today from 8 until 5 o'clock, and again tomorrow, the day of the auction, from 8 until 9:30. If you have any questions, you can contact Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808, or 608-574-1688. You can also contact Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692 or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. A memorial ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster will be held tomorrow. This is the second year of the event. Tom Hendricks is the organizer of the memorial ride.
It was just an idea I had in my head, and I just started working at it. And last year was my first year trying it, and we had a few people show up. And this year I'm trying to get more. I've managed to find a few other people to hopefully join me. They said they might come, and maybe get a few more people this year than I did last year.
Money raised from the ride goes to Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster. If you are taking part in the event and wish to enjoy a chicken dinner, you must call the Rockton Bar in advance at 608-625-4395 to place your order so it is ready upon arrival. There will also be raffles during the Memorial Ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster tomorrow. Start time for the ride is noon at Honkers in Muscadet. Bugs to watch out for this time of year are ticks. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Be mindful of ticks when you're enjoying or working in the great outdoors. We have 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but the two that cause the most trouble are the black-legged tick or the deer tick. They are the most likely to transmit Lyme disease. Wear protective clothing and use insect repellent. Check yourself and your clothing after being outside, especially your children and your pets. Experts say if you're bitten by a tick in Wisconsin, you have about a 50-50 chance the tick is carrying Lyme disease. Early symptoms include fever, headache, fatigue, swollen lymph nodes, joint and muscle pain, and a rash. The number of unemployed people in Wisconsin increased slightly in April, according to the preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Wisconsin's seasonably adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over the last month. That is still 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate at 4.2%. Wisconsin's labor force decreased by 4,900 over the month. Over 3,066,000 people were employed in the state of Wisconsin in April. At the state capitol, work has paused on a key part of the state budget, tax cuts, and that can put a hold on the rest of the budget planning, too. Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans have agreed to Governor Tony Evers' request to put a tax cut in the budget instead of making it a standalone bill. Staff members from both sides have met, but now Voss says they want to meet directly with Evers. They don't want to flesh out the whole budget until they have tax cuts figured out, and they know just how much money they have to spend. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, May 17th. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81 of Avoca, died May 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after a long, courageous battle with cancer. Memorial services will be held on Sunday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet on Sunday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. For Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81 of Avoca. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45 of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center, died April 27th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from noon until 5 at events at Castle Rock in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established for her son Tucker. For Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45 of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Katie Newman and Michael Stanley had a daughter, Cora Lee.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This is Phil Nee inviting you to Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night. We'll be going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop and park for a time in 1981.
You take it on the run, baby. Just hold on loosely. But don't let go.
Those were the days. Request a song, sing along, play trivia whenever you hear the magic bell, and have a great time with us reminiscing on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Our show is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Vitesnik Power Sports, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and A&W of Boscobel.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better, in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. At least 18 people have died and thousands are without power after a rash of severe weather swept across the eastern half of the country in the last day. In St. Louis,
it truly is a hard night for many, many people and many, many families in our community.
Mayor Kara Spencer confirming at least 5 people were killed in that city after a tornado blew through during Friday evening rush hour. Cleanup efforts are now underway. 7 inmates who escaped from a jail in New Orleans remain at large as investigators backtrack to try and piece together how they were allowed to escape. Sheriff Susan Huston says they were investigating if the inmates had in-